You've got to be done. The
Waging War on Corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We see the earth from here.
We see the earth now.
It is infested with parasite bureaucrats and corporate kleptocrats that use monopoly systems to shut down their competition and suck the population dry. And, well, we see the people of the planet waking up and kicking the hind ends of parasites off this planet. Thank you for joining us. It is already the 26th day of August, 2012. It is Sunday, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours. And I do intend to start going to your phone calls at the bottom of the hour. I'll give the number out coming up in the next segment. And as usual, we have a veritable cornucopia of absolutely enlightening, informative, thought-provoking, and, quite frankly, angering news and information that we are going to be running down here today with you, all of the great viewers out there that are tuning in via the radio. You're listening and obviously watching at prisonplanet.tv. Now, up until the moment I went live here, this constantly happens. I'm all focused. I know what I want to cover. I know what issue I want to get into. And then I see something out there on the street that totally takes me in another direction. You remember the gentleman, the West Point grad with no criminal record who filmed police roughing up women, so they arrested him. Well, now he got pulled over and filmed the police. He got arrested. We've got that type of news. We're just all over the Western world. You get arrested for filming the government servants. And when I went to the Zilker Park this morning, that's been free since it was set up over 100 years ago by a prominent Austinite that dedicated his land, Mr. Zilker, when you go down there now, they are charging you to even get into the park. People can say, well, government needs money. Government needs money. Well, no, it doesn't. Because all over the country, we see fines, fees, regulations, taxes being raised on us, but the big ultra-rich, they're exempt, and we pay for their million-dollar stadiums, or we pay for their Formula One tracks. And studies have been done showing it doesn't even really bring money to the economy, because it brings it only to select insiders. I saw reports where the Olympics cost $14 billion for the people of England, and $8 billion-plus was siphoned off to friends of the Olympic Committee. It's all a giant boondoggle, all a giant scam. And people need to understand, the banks are really being robbed in this country in a different way than we think. Our local banks are being shut down by the big mega banks. The big mega banks are exempt from taxation, exempt from regulation, and they're the ones pushing and selling this whole new world order. But the point I want to make is the only crime going on out there is not just the stuff you hear about on the news. Bank robbers are stupid. That's a high-risk job. But if you can get into government and you can get into the bureaucracy, you can rob the people blind, because as a culture now across the world, government just unifies its criminal activity to where it's a seamless wall of corruption. I saw a report today where in a small town where people are going bankrupt and the economy's collapsing in Illinois, there is a government bureaucrat paid $500,000 a year to do, quote, 10 jobs, and it isn't 10 jobs, and the person gets 5 months of sick days off, not counting a couple more months of vacation time. So they work like 4 months out of the year and get $500,000. And I've seen cases like that all over the country where you'll have a city manager getting $890,000 a year while they're taking little old ladies' houses for property taxes. It's wrong. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It certainly is, and I want to thank all of you for joining us on this Sunday transmission. There is no doubt I am the hardest working man in radio. I am here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, back Sundays 5 to 7 Eastern, or 4 to 6 Central. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And then we come back Sundays again with a 4 to 6 transmission. We also have the weeknight InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. The television show, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, that streams out every night and is already picked up by some cable systems, not just here in the U.S., but in England from the national cable system. 2 hours a week. Very exciting. Haven't even officially launched that out on the cable yet. Find out more at prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, wow. Where to start? I am again in total overload right now. First off, Isaac, the big hurricane, could rival Hurricane Katrina and the amount of damage it could cause. And it's set to hit, I guess, Louisiana, Mississippi, and other areas. I'm wondering, will they confiscate everyone's guns again? Not let people get out on the highways, not let people leave their homes, or make them go to a sports stadium to be raped, and then have the FBI command the U.S. Army to take the guns? Because the government is so nice and friendly. No, we have a predatory government. Also, I said this a few days ago. I don't normally get into tabloid news headlines unless there's a teaching moment in it all to show propaganda. I saw the Prince Harry photos. You've seen them in Vegas. They're not playing strip billiards. Without getting graphic, he has a woman bent over, and he's clearly engaged in an active intercourse. Again, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I know what I'm seeing. And it is now being reported by WYNN-TV. Report Prince Harry Vegas scandal could get much worse, more serious than strip billiards. And it goes on from there. In fact, the headline ends over at drudgereport.com at that point. This is on the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I guess they were at, I thought that was an acronym for the TV stations, Las Vegas Review. Journal reports that billionaire hotel developer Steve Wynn picked up the tab for Prince Harry's stay last week, lends credence to scuttlebutt that he's unhappy with his security team. Yeah, no kidding that they let the photos get out. Boy, the people that release those photos are going to have accidents. You better believe that. Because, you know, the royal family puts on this whole act like they're nice and they're friendly, and that they care about everybody, and that they're sweet and harmless. No, it's a giant criminal organization, a giant crime syndicate right at the head of the New World Order. It's kind of like the American media outfit, the tabloid that took photos of the Bush daughters falling down drunk here in Austin, Texas, where I come to you from. They got mailed anthrax, and the photographer got, of course, a receipt of it and died when the U.S. government weaponized super super weaponized. The anthrax was delivered to him, so not a healthy move to release those. But I predict the people involved will be dead within 1 year. Just remember, I predicted that here. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, that's just some of the mindless tabloid stuff that's out there. But you know, if anybody else was caught naked with women bent over tables, it would be a giant scandal, and it would be, oh, how horrible they are. Instead, the media is spinning it. Oh, just some naked billiards. Oh, just, you know, no big deal. No. The elites go to Las Vegas to have sex with your daughters who can't get jobs in an economy anymore outside of the sex trade. Let's just get that part straight as well. That's the new trade here in America. And the only reason the government keeps it illegal in most areas, they don't in Las Vegas, is so they can control it and suck money out of it. Everybody knows in every major city, police department runs the whores. They've even caught a bunch of the Austin police over the years running the whores around here. Again, I'm coming to you from Austin, Texas, but anything I talk about happening in my town, you better believe is happening in your town. All of this tyranny we face is able to take place because the general public thinks it's cool to be uninformed and naive. That's why we're in this position. And we need to understand that as the liberty goes out the window, so goes the prosperity. And as things get worse and worse, we need to understand that getting back to liberty will restore our republic. Now, I was on Coast to Coast AM for 4 hours Friday night with John B. Wells, who was sitting in for the great George Norrie, coasttocoastam.com, if you want to go through and find the subscription podcast of it. It was particularly powerful fourth hour. Got picked up by the Examiner, Coast to Coast AM at its best, Alex Jones, and the banking fraud special. And they had a show called Spank the Banks Saturday, where they had five experts on breaking it all down. That was excellent as well. That's linked up at InfoWars.com. But the point is, that we went over all the different police state news. And I actually had one of the producers that was on the night shift there pop in and say, where is that Army manual for re-education camps in America? Because I want to look that up. And I was like, thank you for wanting to check into what I'm saying. And thank you for caring. Because, you know, an average listener out there, or average other talk show host listening, hears me talking about Army gun confiscation drills all over the country and admitting they're training to confiscate guns. Or if I say there's an Army document calling for war with the Tea Party and claiming that the military is making preparations to fight the Tea Party, you know what? I need to back that up. Of course, I did read the headline. It was backed up. We did break the story. It was in several major national newspapers after we reported it, like the Washington Times. But I'm glad people hear something like that and get concerned, because so many people have such an amazing normalcy bias that they can watch somebody get stabbed. I mean, you see these cases in the news all the time, in front of them on a busy street, and the person falls down and bleeds to death for an hour, and no one helps them. And we have a public that's so self-centered, so domesticated, so soft, so apathetic that they will sit and watch the society collapse because they're so fat, dumb, and happy until it affects them. But then by the time it affects them, well, their neighbors are just like they are, so it's not affecting them yet. They're not going to stand up for you. And it's a terrible place to be, so isolated, so terribly alone culturally, so atomized politically, exactly as the ruling corrupt monopoly class wanted us to be. The big mega elites that seek to shut down free markets and want to operate through combines and monopolies. And so in the second hour, after I cover some other news and take calls, I will spend a segment or two just going over a spectrum of news that we've covered in the last few months. Leaked Army document outlines plans for re-education camps in America, and I'll give you the Army document, FM 3-39.40, internment resettlement operations PDF. I'll get into Army strategic shock report says troops may be needed to quell U.S. civil unrest. The Army manual outlines plans to kill rioters, demonstrators in America. Warning shots will not be fired. It's a quote. U.S. Army to be used against insurrectionist Tea Party. That's only 2 weeks old. We've got military training for national gun confiscation. This is in public documents. And people are like, oh, well, what's the big deal? Well, they're admitting they're doing this now. So it means they're getting very close to the engineered implosion when the system will then pose as the saviors and bring all this in. Also, I was on Coast to Coast AM to talk about veteran declared mentally defective has gun seized. We've heard about the Brandon Robb case, the Marine Corps sergeant, no criminal record, who mildly criticized the government, thrown in a mental institution. A judge ordered him released. But now we're learning of cases all over the country where they're targeting in a night of the long knives purge against veterans. We'll tell you about that as well. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Good day, Peter Krachnabel from Midas Resources. Today is August 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,665.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,706.66, $853.33 for a half ounce, and $426.67 for a quarter ounce. $1,706.66, $853.33, and $426.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps, without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't really try to sit here and bash the police, because the police are a manifestation of the government that we have allowed to be in charge over us illegitimately, and it's a manifestation of the general rot of the country. Some police forces are constitutional in nature, very professional, and are a big plus in the community. Other police forces are not. Now, the New York police are famously corrupt for hundreds of years and have absolutely turned into a joke. I've talked to police friends of mine that have been up in New York and asked a police officer for directions and been screamed at, do I look like a freaking phone book? The reason I brought it up to one of my friends who's a police officer is because that happened to me, and I've seen it done to other tourists. It's no surprise that the 9 people shot were all shot by police in New York, and it's not even a big news item. And you wouldn't see that with other police forces. You might see one bystander shot, but, I mean, 9. The police just started shooting in all directions. We even have video from several angles of it where they just start spraying, I guess because it was so exciting to get to shoot at somebody who, by the way, had put the gun in the bag. People pointed out he's the one with the gun, and they just began spraying people. And a Fox News reporter saw a woman shot, didn't even help her, you know, walked off. But people are scared. I mean, who could blame her? The point is, I'm not going to talk about that all day, but they're having 30 shootings a day this week in Chicago. One day alone, they had, 2 weeks ago, 35. I've got the numbers here. As many as 15 people a day are dying in Chicago with a total gun ban. Total gun ban in New York. But they had 2 shootings there over people fighting over hot dog stands and vendor corners, because we're in a depression and people are under stress and it's a dirty, hot summer, and that's when you're going to have violence. Now, there's a headline just yesterday, 7 dead, 24 wounded in Chicago. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, imagine the New York police, and they're spinning it like it's no big deal. That's a great example of government becoming large and then becoming the greatest danger to society. We have the University of Hawaii study that says 262 million people were killed by government in non-military actions, non-military casualties, in the 20th century, 262 million. It's called democide. Democide. Look it up. It's a term you should learn. They've got you all scared, ready to give your rights up because Bin Laden's so scary, a guy in a dress with a turban. Okay. Meanwhile, he openly works for him, and so does Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. Meanwhile, government, like Thomas Jefferson warned, is the number one threat. It was that way 200 years ago in his day. It's that way today. It's always been that way for anyone that studies history. And here you have the police. It's the same way at Columbine. It actually came out in the news at Columbine, the police shot a bunch of the kids. That was in the Rocky Mountain News. It was even in the Denver Post. I even had the editor of one of those newspapers on at the time, but it never made national news. And it's just like Prince Harry was really in an orgy, but they spin it and call it naked billiards. And it's the same thing here. The cops really shot the 9 people, but by the time they're done spinning it, they'll say the other guy did it. It just shows how they manipulate things. Okay, let's continue here, because before I get into your calls and give out the number, which I'm going to do right now, I'd like to specifically hear on one of the subjects I've raised. You can bring up other topics, but I mean, will you comment on the gun confiscation drills? Do you want to comment on the system saying they're building up for a collapse? That's now mainstream news. When do you think the collapse is coming? Can it be stopped? What do you expect government to do during this collapse? I want to hear from you on any of these issues. There's a bunch of other ones I haven't even gotten to yet. Like, let me just hit this news, and then I'll give the number out and go to your phone calls. If you want to understand why we're going into a culture of corruption, you have to understand we've fully converted now from an economy of producers and entrepreneurs and inventors to a system where government and select corporations, through regulations and manipulation, are shutting down their competition and forcing you to buy their products. That's why the insurance companies wrote the health care plan. That's why Mitt Romney supported it. That's why he helped write what Obama then created, because he's a big hedge fund guy. This is where the real money's made. Big corporations are almost completely exempt from property taxes, sales taxes, development taxes, hospital district taxes, telecommunications taxes, because all of their alumni from the revolving door of corporations go into government at every level, because that's where the real heist are at. That's why big mega corporations, every time you turn around, are promoting tax increases. Google, Microsoft, they're all promoting right now. This is up at Infowars.com. Here's the Hill newspaper. FCC eyes tax on Internet service. Our article, FCC launching giant tax on the Internet. And it says AT&T, Google, all of them are promoting it, because it's something you pay that they then use the money to steer the development of the architecture of the web towards systems that they control. And now it gives the FCC jurisdiction over the Internet, so they can, again, take that spectrum and hand it off to select interest. That's what Internet 2 is. So this is what we're facing. And if conservatives and constitutionalists and libertarians, who I lean more towards, I mean, you can't put me in a box, except I want freedom. I don't agree with anything, really, the mainline Democrats push. You know, end of sovereignty, end of the family, massive taxes, victim disarmament. But the problem is the Republican leadership, they all go for that as well. Not because the little liberal constituent wants it. They're just useful idiots. It's because the power structure wants it. And what the power structure wants, it tends to get, especially when you've got a dumbed-down TV head population that literally doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground. That is a recipe for disaster. The average person doesn't know how government works. The average person doesn't know about all the legalized kickbacks and payoffs that go on. The average person doesn't understand that. They don't understand corporate welfare. They don't understand neo-feudalistic serf systems. And so because of that, they're basically doomed. When we come back, I'm going to break this down, and I'm going to use an example of trying to take my children to Barton Creek to go swimming this morning at Barton Springs, feeding into the Colorado River, and coming face-to-face with tyranny, but also coming face-to-face with the solution to the tyranny. And I'm going to tie it into just one example of a government bureaucrat pulling 10 different paychecks in Illinois. And again, this is par for the course, because we're asleep at the switch. Okay? And I'm going to tie that in to the new big Harvard study admitting fluoride is brain damaging you and your family. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our
exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityC-Energy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Boondoggles, and then give the phone number out and take your call and break it down. Why are boondoggles so important? Because that's why the system is setting up a tyranny. That's why they're training the police to taser you for no reason, to arrest you if you videotape them in public, to confiscate your firearms. That's why they're openly putting TSA on the highways nationwide. That's why they're training your children to spy on you in the public schools. That's why government from Alabama to California are giving vaccines to children without parental consent and saying, try to stop us when it's illegal. They're just bold, out-of-control dominators setting the precedent that we're absolute slaves. And Katie, bar the door, because they have set up a quadrillion-plus dollar, that's over $1,000 trillion derivatives fraud, and signed us onto it. As I told you 3 years ago when the euro crisis started, I said they would call for a new mega union of Europe with even more power to fully get rid of national sovereignty and raise taxes on little people to pay the debts that their leaders, like Papandreou, former Goldman Sachs executive, had signed Greece onto. 92% of their debt wasn't even theirs. And here's the article out of the Boston Globe today. Germany seeks total euro integration. No more sovereignty. They use money as a way to conquer you. And these powerful interests don't just come in and buy off your federal government or the agencies. They buy off your local governments. And the crime is so outrageous and so ubiquitous now that it's normalized. Take Austin, Texas, where I live, but it's happening all over the country. In the last decade, they shut down two city-owned utilities that were good, clean-burning coal plants that produced 51% of the nation's power, coal. In Austin, it supplied about half our power, the two they shut down. Now we have to buy it from bigger outside outfits, and our prices have roughly doubled in the last decade. Now they're saying get ready for another doubling. It went up for some people 80% just this year. The average person was about 30%. I mean, any Austinite listening knows they just announced it. And the mayor said it's for the earth. No, it's not. It's for powerful interests like General Electric that were given an executive order, presidential waiver. They don't have to shut down. But everybody else does, so their profits double and triple just like Enron. Enron wrote up this plan in 96. It came out in 2001. Now they're going to shut down one-third of the city's remaining power in a city-owned utility in Fayetteville. There's three plants at one facility. They're shutting one of them down. Modern, nice, good. And the prices will go up. But those that aren't shut down, they're going to make more money. Look, if government could go shut down the other Chevy dealership in your town, what's going to happen for the Chevy dealership that's left? If there's two Chevy dealerships in your town and the government shut down one of them, what happens to the other Chevy dealership? They'll probably double the money they're making. It's real elementary. This is how this robbery is going on. Most robbery isn't a guy in a black mask or in a stocking saying, hands up or I'll blow your brains out. Put the money in the bag. Those are low-level idiots. Real criminals are wearing suits and ties. And they think what they're doing is funny. Now, I haven't even gotten going yet on this. And wait till you see where I'm going. I have a Chicago Tribune article right here I'm going to break down. Okay, my wife, I, my two children, we go to Barton Springs, a nice spring-fed, dammed-up part of Barton Creek, where an underground spring comes out towards the Colorado River. But Austin's so brainwashed, they call it a lake. I mean, it's Lady Bird Lake. It was Lake Austin. It's all part of the... They might as well tell them it's a volcano, and Austinites would think that the river was a volcano. They could tell them it was a flying pig, and they'd say, oh, I was swimming in the flying pig today. I mean, that's just a total delusion, but that's another side issue. They might start calling it a lake of fire next. I mean, you have no idea. It's total disconnect. We're being inserted into a matrix. The point is, I'm down there... because I can go swim laps, and my wife can swim laps while the kids play. So we're down there about 2 hours, and I pull up, and they've got people out there standing, and there's signs up saying, you now have to pay to park at Zilker Park. Now, before it was only like on special holidays and things. Now it's you're going to pay. So then I go discover, and they're like, oh, don't worry, we're about to put meters in 24 hours. The guy said, you better enjoy this. Because there's going to be meters put in. And then I came into the office and saw a local NPR report on it. So this is a park, been there for over 100 years. It's all paid for. It's one of the few things that's good about the town I live in that people love. It's first rate. And you already pay to get in to the springs. You already pay for the food, pay for this and that. You already pay for the roads. There's police there writing tickets left and right. Now you're going to pay... what is it? They say $5 for 2 hours. $5 to go to the park where your kids are having a soccer game or whatever the case is. Okay? Now, people say, well, the city's had budget shortfalls. They need to. Really? The city of Austin, last time I checked, gave $15 million in tax incentives to the people. The state of Texas gave $25 million of money, actual money, to build Formula One east of Austin, Texas. And they say, oh, it'll bring jobs here. No, it won't. Just like casinos don't. Just like the billion, $200 million Dallas Cowboys stadium didn't. If you want it, you build the stinking thing. And then these mobsters couldn't threaten people to not bring it to their town. So they say, who's going to give me the most of your taxpayer money? It is pathetic. And let me give you an example of this. Just last year, the owner of Formula One gave one of his daughters $4 billion, the other one $3 billion. Now, if that was money he made off of a book he wrote or something he did, fine. Because I'm not a class envy guy. But let me tell you something. When I got to pay property taxes that are unbelievably high, or they'll come take my house at gunpoint, and then this guy's exempt from it, and he's exempt from everything else, we have an article we'll put on screen of that. I've got a whole bunch of these articles, and we'll show you these people. Billionaire daughter Petra Ecclestone bids for the most expensive home in America. Well, she got it. And the other one, she owns this giant, 40-something thousand square foot thing that has a parking garage for 100 cars and all the rest of it. And her other sister's got the second biggest house in the U.S., and that's just one of their houses. And now I'm told they've even got houses in Austin, Texas. Yeah, with my money. There's the guest house. The guest house is a mansion. Hey, you build your stinking palaces, but not on my dime. You pigs, that you want to throw up. So, we pulled up an article. I have it here on the stack. The city is increasing parking rates citywide. You guess what for? To pay for Formula One. That's right. When I had to shell $5 out to that zit-faced kid today, it's so this pig family got my money! Oh! I literally had to pay $5 to this pig! To this maggot! You have any idea how angry I am right now? And let me tell you, these are the type of people that fund big government and class envy and want to get 50 million Americans on food stamps so they're all dependent, so they have no idea what's going on in the real world. These giant armies of welfare slugs and the rest of them, and they deindustrialize us so much, a lot of people can't help being on welfare. $22 billion of taxpayer money to move Cadillac, Volt and Cadillac, from General Motors to move it to China. Ooh! Folks, I had some guy about a week ago at a party at my parents' house. Not even a party, some friends over. Go, I've been listening to you for years. Is all you really are angry? Is that fake? Yeah, man, it's fake. I still got a pulse. When I got to pay $5 and then I find out it's to go to Formula One, you bet I'm mad. You bet I'm mad. You bet I'm mad. My family's been going to those springs since this city was founded. And now I got to pay money, and they're raising rates all over the city to park so they can give your money to these pigs. Now, wait, there's more when we get back, because it's not just the big multi-billionaires that are giving, you know, oh, honey, here's $4 billion to my oldest daughter. Now, the other sweetie pie, you only get $3 billion, and you learn almost all his money all over Europe, same deal. Every track gets paid for, and he gets the profit, and I get to pay for his pig family of parasite maggot.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So I want to open the phones up with your stories of government boondoggles, where government takes your money and gives it to somebody else. An insider who's paying for their campaign, or who has hired their son or their daughter. And now, because these criminals want everything, they want to just keep raising and raising taxes. AT&T and Google are lobbying the federal government to have the FCC be able to tax the internet and tax internet service so money can then be given to them to develop internet projects for the public. Just like the government gives free laptops to kids, which aren't free, taxpayers paid for them. I hear it all the time on the news. We're getting more free federal money. In fact, talk radio across the country, it seems like news talk stations, that's all they do is, let's go to break now and hear the news. Oh, the city got $10 million of free federal money. No, you didn't. They took your money and sent 30-something cents back. I'm so tired of hearing cops on the news going, yes, we did shoot 9 civilians in New York. You're a civilian, too. We're not in an occupied country. I guess we really are. But you're a civilian as well. It's the government is the official, and we are the civilian. I mean, this is a takeover. This is a takeover. And people hear about this, and they're like, I don't want to mess with it. I don't want to deal with it. I want to be lazy. That's why you don't have a job. That's why you don't have a future. I know you have your trendiness, but it's not going to take care of you, you know, when you have children. It's not going to take care of you when you get bone cancer from the sodium fluoride in the water. In fact, I've got more articles on that. I'm going to be getting into more major studies, not just the Harvard study, about how fluoride is causing a sevenfold increase in bone cancer and many other cancers and reducing IQs. And then I just think back to how, where I live, again, you're listening nationwide, same story in your town, we're paying over $1 million a year for the fluoride, and it's not even fluoride, it's not even sodium fluoride, it's this type of acid that's even more toxic, filled with mercury, lead, and all these other chemicals that would be toxic waste that the phosphate company they buy it from in Florida would have to pay to dump. Or pay to store. Instead, you pay for toxic waste, the byproduct of the fertilizer mines where they mine the limestone to get the fertilizer. This is the stuff that will kill the plants. But, hey, we'll just put it in the water, and your city council will pay for it. And if you bring in a scientist into your city council, or even if it's in Harvard Medical Journal, they don't care. They will then laugh at you because it's all so funny. It's all funny because they're basically a bunch of bank robbers. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we have the daughter of the British billionaire buying the most expensive home in the United States. Again, daddy gave her $4 billion just as a present. And, I mean, who can blame him? He's built, what is it, over 50 tracks in Europe and other areas, and the government always pays for it. We've got an article up there about how she bid for it, but I'm going to show you the article here where she got the house. She got the house. Again, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're showing these articles. Now, continuing here, thought I'd just go over a few more of these and explain how this system works. Texas taxpayers finance Formula One auto race as school dismisses teachers. Bloomberg. State money in play for Formula One. $29 million in tax revenue. Here's another one. U.S. Grand Prix funding dispute rumbles on, but they got the deal. They didn't care. Questions about F1 tax money could lead to changes, affect other major events. And it just goes on and on and on, just like Solandra and the $566 million of your taxpayer money that went and they never built anything. That's just how these scams work. Now, I thought I would move on just to some other Texas news to keep it local here. Property taxes in Texas up nearly 200% over the past two decades, Comptroller says. Even when the housing market goes down, the price of your house on the property taxes goes up because you don't really own the house. The government does. I want your take on all this. When is enough enough? Do you like the $40-plus trillion of your taxpayer money in the U.S. alone, but it's similar numbers in Europe, that were given to prop up the mega banks who are too big to fail, and then the media spun the whole report, spun the whole thing to say that, oh, lazy people, this is your national debt. Well, yeah, it's our national debt because they signed us on to the banker's debt. If you think it's bad to have this woman getting $4 billion a year from daddy of taxpayer money, most of it, that's where he made his money across the world, is in these shyster deals. You think that's bad? That's nothing. That's where it all comes from. And that's why they want a police state in place, so you can't stop them. Another report here. Looking for a good job? Don't get your hopes up. It goes over the fact that not only is unemployment really over 20% nationwide, but if you look at the real roles, but the jobs are cruddy jobs. Yeah, because it's a plan. It's a plan. The globalists said they want to deindustrialize America. Now, here's a Porter Stansberry article that was published in our new newspaper that 90,000 copies went out. It sold out in 2 days. InfoWars Magazine, September issue. You can still sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And we'll send you out a free copy tomorrow along with a regular news alert. We'll send you a digital copy of the new magazine. You can flip it, flip through it, you know, click on links and things. But Porter Stansberry, great researcher and economist, wrote an article. And I saw this and went and looked it up. And sure enough, it was in the Chicago Tribune. He wrote, "Welcome to Corruption USA." And in one section, He talks about how people like Corzine and others can steal billions and not get in trouble with MF Global. But then he gives an example of how they're teamed up with government, and this explains it all. And I want to get your take on this. Here's the toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, let me add that. We do that at least once a week to give people a chance to get involved on air. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, please honor that. The man with 10 jobs. Bellwood, Illinois is a small, mostly black residential suburb, about 20,000 people, located south of our airport. It's about a 15-mile commute straight east to downtown Chicago. It's in a very poor area. The median salary in Bellwood is $57,000 a year, according to a recent census report. When I did a recent search on the Zillow real estate website, I found just over 300 houses listed for sale in Bellwood right now. Just one of the homes is listed at a price higher than $200,000, and only 12 are listed above $100,000. In other words, this is not a particularly wealthy place. Yeah, it's poor. But the little town of Bellwood made news recently when a story came out in the Chicago Tribune about a local white official named Roy McCampbell. You see, for running this little suburb west of Chicago, Mr. Campbell made an astonishing amount of money. In his final year before retirement, Mr. Campbell pulled in a whopping $472,225. How did he make so much, much more than any other municipal executive in the entire state of Illinois? Well, according to Mr. Campbell, he did the work of 10 people for Bellwood. This is great, comically, really. Let me show you a list of the jobs that Mr. Campbell claims to have done. Comptroller, administrator, public safety CEO, finance director, budget director, human resources director, mayoral assistant, corporation counsel, property commission director, and development corporation officer. But hold on, it gets better. As part of his contract, McCampbell was allowed 5 months, that's before vacation, worth of sick days each year, starting in May of 2008. He's had 4 years of this. Yes, you read that correctly. He got 5 months worth of sick days every single year. And because it's completely impossible for anyone to take 5 months of sick days in a year, especially when you're going doing the jobs of 10 people, Mr. McCampbell was able to get paid for many of the sick days he never took. So that brought his salary, according to records, up to close to $1 million a year, or right at $500,000 a year with added pay. When asked about his pay, McCampbell told the Tribune, "I didn't hold a gun to anybody's head to get this. I'm not trying to do anything bad." What kind of world do we live in where either this guy or any other local officials who approved of this contract see the problem of the situation? And then he goes on, it gets even worse from there. Okay, that article is in the magazine right now. You can read the whole thing at Infowars.com/newsletter. Just put your email in, that's it, no name, whatever, and boom, we'll send you this and a lot more if you want to read that full story in the e-version. Sorry, the 90,000 copies, 50,000 on the streets of Austin, 40,000 we printed, the 40,000 sold out in 36 hours. All right, second hour coming up. Yeah, people are hungry for truth. And see, we don't force you to buy our products like government does the barrel of a gun. You just support us because of free association.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.